Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Previously on Going Mainstream.
You've got talent.
I am to use it.
I think the professor might have picked the right person for the job. I have to impress this on you. If DMS hooked that thing up to the WNS network, it's bad for everybody.
The siren song. It's good to have friends in high places.
She gestures so. Around at the very high building that we're in constantly.
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh.
Against his better judgment, he's going to sidle up, put the gun to the back of his head, and pull the trigger. Message Cassie, Crash, and Bob, and say, meet at Byte Radio noon tomorrow. Because he's going to go over the heist.
And now.
Roll d10, add your reflex.
10.
Fumble, come on.
Well, they rolled an 11.
Oh my god.
So you declare first.
I want to just, try and shoot them in the head.
So they are going to draw their gun on you.
Yeah.
And command you to submit. So he draws his gun and goes, submit! You then draw your gun.
Mm-hmm.
You then, pull the trigger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
It's pretty much point blank, so it's a 10. It's a 10 to hit with your gun skill plus reflex.
14.
Yay.
Hits them in the 7.
7 is the right leg.
Right leg.
So you're as you change targets, you don't get a good bead on them and you shoot them in the leg. How much damage does your gun do?
1d6.
You have a pea shooter.
Yeah, it's a budget arms.
Yeah.
3.
So it does a lovely single point of damage to their leg and they don't go down A shot rings out on the street. He stumbles slightly. The one with the whip screams, "Now you die!" So, new initiative.
Mm-hmm. 15.
Yeah.
You and the woman with the whip will act at the same time.
Right.
The nunchuck person is going to try and clock you.
Yep.
The woman with the whip is going to wheel it around her head. It's like a long kind of... bullwhip style, and she's gonna try and whip it towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the guy with the gun's gonna try and shoot you first. That's what they'll do. The nunchuck will try to hit you, and the whippy one's gonna whip at you. What are you gonna do?
How close are they all to me?
They're all within like 5 meters of you. Right. They all kind of approached you. They're standing like right there.
Is it... Where am I again? I'm just in a dodgy area of town.
Just on a dodgy street.
Is it just a street?
It's just a completely poorly lit street. There are a few she cars around. Most of the buildings here are abandoned.
I want to... Am I able to move and shoot?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to move backwards and try and just like keep trained on the...
The one with the gun?
With the one with the gun.
And keep shooting at them?
Yeah.
Sure. So it'll be a minus three now. You're still within close range. So you got to hit a 13 to hit, and you do act first. So the whippy one is going to try and get you at the same time. But let's do the gunshot first.
Can I add any luck in, or is that not?
Of course, you can add luck whenever you want.
I add 3 luck.
Okay.
That's a fumble.
Oh, shit.
What's your total with fumble?
12.
So it doesn't hit anyway. Do you know the reliability of your gun? You can fire twice, by the way.
ST?
Standard. So just roll 1d10 for me.
3.
Okay, doesn't jam. Yep. So you get your second shot as well.
Yeah. Just keep shooting at the one with the gun. He's my priority.
Your second shot.
13.
Okay, that yes. that one hits
mm-hmm.
in the 10.
Left leg.
Left leg.
Yeah. Roll your damage.
Crit.
So 6. That puts him into a serious wound. He's down.
Okay. Oh, he's whip boy.
So you're backpedaling.
Yep.
While firing away, you catch your foot on the with the first shot, and it like skies the gun, just fires it off down the street. The second one, the hot lead thuds into his left leg before he can do anything, and he drops his gun and starts rolling around on the floor. The others will continue to try and advance on you and attack you with the weapons that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any melee at all?
Yes.
So your...
My scratches and my knife.
Yeah, do you have any melee skill?
Yes.
Okay, so they get 10. What do you get with your reflex plus melee? They rolled like crap.
So which one went down? The one with the gun?
The one with the gun, yeah.
Good.
And I roll as well, or is this just...
Yes, when you're doing melee, yeah.
I must have pressed minus or something. That's 12.
It's 12?
Yeah.
Your... claws whip out at the last second and deflect the tip of the whip as it sings towards you.
Yeah.
The weeb with the nunchucks decides that he also wants to have a go.
Mm-hmm.
He is a bit more impressive with a 14 of his own, and you have to roll the same roll again against him.
13.
So they connect that. That hits you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much damage it does. I kind of thought you would get out of the situation.
So did I. It's like cyberpunk racism, y'all.
Yeah.
Well, I can just be like, yeah, here's my metal hand.
And they're like, oh, cool, we're different people. That's awesome. Travel safely, fellow.
Be on your way.
Our differences is what makes us special.
I could have been like, it's actually stainless steel. So it's a bit different.
I've actually got a skin discoloration. It just looks very shiny. It goes silver. It's a thing.
He hits you in the 6.
The left arm.
Great. It does 1d6. It doesn't do any more damage than your fucking gun.
Yeah.
It's 4.
Right.
Minus any armor you have in your leg, minus your body type modifier.
My body type's 5.
So you have 5 average. It's minus 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have any armor.
I do.
Are you wearing You're wearing a nice dress because you went to see...
I don't have my jacket.
Did you take it with you?
I would. It's...
It's cold. Yeah. It's warm. It's hot.
Also, I'm not just... You wore it? You know her attire.
If you tell me you wore it, yeah. you wore it.
But, like, you know her attire.
Yeah.
It's, like, basically naked.
Yes.
She's not going to go around in that all the
right,
time.
Right, she throws over her big
coat.
Okay, so it's minus 2 for the first one. And your armor is like, what, 2 or 4? I think it's 2. Pretty sure it's 2.
Yeah.
Okay. So he advances, whipping his nunchucks around, making a big show of it before the end snakes out and cracks in the arm. Looks like you have enough armor to basically nullify it. So you only take one. You take one damage as it kind of bruises you on the forearm. Unfortunately, that could that really fucking hurts. So yeah, you still have to make a save. So roll 1d10.
4.
So yeah, you just have to roll under your body type. So you're good.
Mm-hmm.
So you get wrapped on the arm, but one of their number is dead. Not dead. He's down, bleeding heavily from the leg.
And they don't show any sign of...
They're hesitant now
yeah.
that you shot one of them and they've gone down. Okay, one of them fails their cool roll.
Right.
And the one with the whip backs off and starts attending to their fallen fellow.
Yeah.
You'll pay for this! You'll pay for this, you witch! You metal witch!
Why don't you go see to your friend who's leaking out all that natural blood?
The other one is like menacing you with his katana.
Yeah.
No, it's katana, it's nunchucks.
Oh, wow. So where are you?
The nunchucks.
He's like whipping them, it's holding them underneath his arm.
She's freaked out. And she's got, but he's still on me, is he?
Yeah, well, he's like warily eyeing you off. Like, he's got his eyes narrowed.
I want to just kind of keep my gun out.
Yeah.
And start backing away from him.
He doesn't follow you.
And say,
let's not end this night with any more bloodshed, shall we?
You'll pay for this.
I'm sure I will.
And then I want to fucking leg it away.
Burn, you're burning for this. Witch! Witch! Okay, so you escape that situation and make it back to Bite Radio with your heart thumping. I love just throwing these random horrible situations at
you. Great. It's great.
I don't.
Life in Night City is fucked.
Skillybar, why didn't I just stay the night?
Yeah, that's right. You mate, because you wanted to work on your music.
I know.
So let's make an average difficulty perform. But because you're so riled up by your injured arm and
adrenaline,
it's going to be an 18 now.
Yeah. Perform?
Perform.
Right. So this is to record the track. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You pretty much finished the writing, right?
Yep.
You're going to try and get it in. Try and get it in the take.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
19.
Holy shit.
So, yeah, baby!
So,
she's got all the fucking juices pumping.
The blood's pumping.
Her arm hurts, but that only, it like kind of hurts in a perverse, like, yeah, I survived. I made it through the night way.
Yeah. And there's something about that, the blood pumping and the experience. It just means you get that chorus down and you have three workable tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a believable cherry cola.
Day dawns on Night City, the day of the heist. What we've been building up to, what we've been waiting for, it's just around the corner. You've crashed out at Bite Radio after cutting your last track. You've got a message from Junk to meet at noon, which is not far off. It's a couple of hours away probably by now.
Yes.
What about you, Junk?
On the Wednesday morning before I hit the Bite Radio, yeah, I'm going to have to... No, she'd still be working on it at the moment, although I did say ASAP. When did I tell her she had to... I said by tomorrow morning. She said, can do!
Yes.
So I'm going to have to go there and pick them up before I swing by Bite.
The work's pretty good, but it wouldn't pass, like, a super close inspection.
Better than normal security garb.
So. Okay, cool. Better than nondescript security garb.
Very much so.
Anything else?
I'm going to ask, I'm going to send a message to Crash, and if, because he was obviously given to me by the Duchess, say, can you bring everything that's in my locker?
Yes, they reply.
That's it. I'm head to buy it.
You don't hear from Bob.
Yeah, I never. I mean, look, Junk, though Junk does find that strange, he'll leave another message, but it's also not kind of outside of the realm of possibility that Bob doesn't send text messages.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give him a call as well.
His phone rings out.
I think the last thing that so a couple of nights ago, Bob did try and incite violence on the street, and as kind of Junk experienced firsthand, there was a bit of a weird stuff going on the street. He was accosted more than usual. Can he put out his streetwise, just see if he can ascertain if anything's, what's been going on in the streets, why there's been this surge? Like, it's, someone's brewing on the street level.
Okay, sure.
13.
As far as you can tell, it's just random chance that, you know, anecdotal evidence that you ran into some more violent chumbadas than you might normally.
Yep.
No discernible pattern to it.
There's not much Junk can do besides that. He's just going to have to take what he's got, and he's going to meet.
Sure.
A bite. This.
So at Bite Radio, you've got Junk and Cassie. You've got Crash, who arrives with like a duffel bag. Is anyone else supposed to be meeting you there?
I think Nyx would be kind of hanging around, but...
Crash and Nyx know one another. How cool is that? They're both Netrunners. They've seen each other online, never actually met in person, but they know each other's handles. That's interesting.
Nice.
The first thing he's going to do when he arrives at Bite is he's going to go straight to the professor and ask about Bob.
Hey, Junk.
Have you heard anything from Bob?
Nope. Second day he's missed his show.
Second day?
Yeah, didn't come in yesterday morning, wasn't here this morning.
Is it usual for Bob?
Nope.
Has he ever missed a show?
Nope.
Where does Bob live? Is that a reasonable question?
Of no fixed address.
Do you have any contacts on the ground you can try and track him down?
I think the best thing at this stage would be to call the body.
Can you make that call for me?
Oh, sure. I can ring around, see if anyone matching his descriptions come in.
I'll leave it at that. I'll head to the others unless he lets me know at that point.
So, you got the green room, Bite Radio. You're all gathered together.
Yep.
Who's going to take the lead?
Mr. Junk can take it, if you like. Sure.
I think as Cassie sees Junk walk in, she's just going to kind of like come over towards him. I think Bob's gone.
Professor says the same thing. I've called him, texted him, nothing.
Fuck. If he's not doing his show, he's as good as dead.
Junk's going to take a moment, and just while we're still talking to Cassie, he's going to make a quick call.
Okay.
In the room. He's going to call Bones.
Yeah, Bones picks up. He's in the infirmary.
Give me some good news, Bones. How are you at the moment?
Doing okay. Got a bit of speed heal run through the system. Good skin graft. Should be up back on my feet tomorrow.
What about today? You ready to give violence another crack?
Sure, always, Chumbara.
How quickly can you get to Bite Radio?
Could be there in a couple of hours.
Meet me here.
Can do.
We're getting Bones back, it seems.
Bones is the new Bob. I'm going to say that with a very grim face.
Yeah, everyone's feeling the kind of grimness in the room.
So, Junk's going to take a moment, just kind of rub his face, and he's going to get the duffel bag from Crash. All right, let's get this started. Junk is going to take out the blueprints. Obviously not the one that Emily Wang described.
Yes, actual
blueprints. And he's going to lay out.
As you can hear.
As you can hear. And I'm going to have to try and read this.
Paper sound effects.
He had physical papers. Very vintage of him.
Look, you can see it from there. It's all fine. So, we're all here. All accounted for. At least everyone that can be here. Still got business to attend to. We need to know everyone's part. The plan is simple. We need to get into WNS, past security, into the broadcast suite, and then make our way two floors up. And that's where we can A, broadcast your message. How are we going with that, Cass?
Look, I've got some tracks that I'd like the world to hear. But my cherry cola facade will be enough to get us the first step in. So as long as we get to the broadcasting area, then we can do whatever we like.
And B, as per Wang's request, obtain the siren's call.
I think that should be our A at the moment.
So, Cassie, you are coming in as...
Cherry Cola.
Cherry Cola. What was going to be Bob's job as your agent, with a very well-priced suit, might I add, will now go to our very soon-to-be-dashing Bones. We need Cassie, we need Cherry, we also need his agent. That being said, we also need two guards, as close-looking as we can as to not arouse suspicion, but more to the point, to get guns into and past the employee section. That's where myself, and I'm going to gesture to Crash, our netrunner, Crash, come in. We will be your guards. We will have the weaponry. Hopefully, we won't have to use it, but with this kind of job, you can never be too careful.
So I'm the talent, Bones is the agent, and you two are security.
Correct. That should hopefully... Well, that will get us past to the place where we need to get into the broadcast suite. Now, we have ID badges as well. I hold these up, the two ID badges, which myself and Crash will also hold, which gives us access to all the areas in the WNS building. Once inside, he then pulls out very gingerly the canisters that he has at his disposal. This will be released into the air vents above us. This is when Crash comes in. He will navigate through their systems to open up the vents so that that canister will be released two floors up. So anything that we will meet two floors up are nicely and soundly sleeping.
It sounds like it could almost work.
Professor says, how do you plan on getting that canister into the building?
Cassie.
Yes?
You got a hard case for all your gear?
Got quite a few. Is that where our canisters are going in?
That's where the canisters are going in. Once we head into the third floor, myself and Crash, as a netrunner, we can deal with the siren's call. We know that it is attached to a person or a thing in there. That's Crash's second job. And we also have yourself, Cassie, to get your message out. And if anything is to go wrong, that's where Bones comes in handy as well.
And Bones will be sticking with whom?
I was going to say with you.
I like that idea, but it leaves you two out in the lurch.
As soon as we can get the siren's call, we meet up back with you as soon as you broadcast out. Crash, of course, by that point has also stopped any alarm signals from getting out through the systems. We should just be able to walk right out. It's about getting in quickly, getting out quickly.
Okay. I assume they would go through a kind of more specific timeline.
Yeah.
Kind of almost like synchronizing your watches
You go over it in more detail. Yeah. You have any questions that you clear up and you study. You have about an hour to study the plans. Mm-hmm. Your key area is going to be the broadcast control room on the third floor of the broadcast suite.
Yep.
That's probably what you're looking at for where you're going to accomplish your goals and maybe even for the Siren's Call football as well.
Cassie, so your security, we figured that out, but do we need anyone to impersonate the musos?
It's just meant to be.
I was going
to
say, you're the solo
that's what
artist.
I was going to say.
What's her name? Cherry?
Cherry
Cola.
Yeah,
Cherry should just be a solo act.
Yeah.
And whatever, whether it's like a synth machine or something, or just her instruments, that would be in the case.
Yes. Cassie would like to, before this all kicks off, ask Lily to come down to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Says it's urgent. Needs to see her face to face.
Okay. So she arrives after like an hour.
Yeah.
She's pretty stressed. She comes running in.
Yeah.
And she takes you to a corner and she's like, what's up? You said it was urgent.
Lily, something's going down, okay?
What have you gotten yourself into now?
She kind of even though Lily's the big sister, Castle always wears these giant fucking shoes.
Yeah.
So she's still kind of like towers over her, and she just kind of kisses her on the forehead. I'm about to do something big.
And like a big show?
Like a big show. Like saving the fucking world. Someone's got to do it, Lily. It's either going to be me or you, but someone has to do it. And then all the money that she has, she gives to Lily.
Yep.
She explains everything about any other materials that she has. She just kind of bequeaths Lily all that she's got.
Yeah.
And tells her to stay safe and stay at Bite, find a new place to live. And then at the end, she just wraps her in a big hug and says, I love you, Lily.
She's sobbing.
You're my biggest fan.
She just is a complete mess.
Yeah.
She's in streams of tears.
Yep.
She's now convinced she's never going to see you again.
She might not.
She might not. Yep. So
roll for trauma.
It's a pretty standard reaction. Yeah, she's extremely distraught.
Mm-hmm.
She begs you not to go.
Lily, remember how you said we were going to make it out of it?
Out of the shithole?
Yeah. Shoot through Night City. That's what I'm going to do. And if I can't do that, then I have to at least try to make this a better city for you. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to make it home and see you again. And this all will be a distant memory.
She's slightly consoled, but not much.
Well, dire times.
Yes.
I think it would be worse off if this didn't happen.
If Junk sees any of this, he's just kind of going to, as he walk past, just give you a knowing nod and just say, family's most important.
On that, we agree, Junk.
I also, when Bones does arrive, I need to get him into Bob's $1,000 suit. He needs to be Agent Bob.
Okay. Does he remember where the suit was?
It was left at Bite.
Okay.
Yeah. In his kind of little...
It just about fits.
Hidey hole.
Like, it's God. Not great, but it just about fits. It looks a little odd on him because he's a bit of a meathead.
We can say, I don't know, he put on weight.
Yeah. But he could be your manager. It's possible.
Yeah.
It
works. Kind of an eccentric manager.
Well, so was Bob.
Exactly. Checks out.
Anything else?
Shoot a message to Annie just to say Lily's at Bite. Look after her no matter what.
You don't need backup?
The thing is, I don't know how to get her into the building.
Well, she could be in the plaza.
That's true.
She says, do you need backup?
Try and hang around the... I always forget the...
WNS.
WNS, the World News Service building.
Hang around the WNS if you can.
I'll be there.
And then...
Message me if you need me, yeah?
Will do. Love, Cass.
Okay.
I'm just going to have a quick chat with Crash. You know your role?
You send me everything over. Yeah, I think I get it.
You can get it done?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not quite sure what the internals look like. Never been able to break in DNS from the outside, but if it works how I think it works, I should be able to navigate it from the inside and get what we need to do done.
It's good enough. It's the best we got.
And next, Cass just wants to ask Nyx about Crash. Not too much detail, just do you trust this guy?
He's pretty mercenary. Like, money's the most important thing to him above anything else.
Yep.
So he's really just like a Ronin, soldier for hire kind of guy. He's not known for being particularly evil or nefarious, but mm-hmm. Yeah, money is what talks with them.
Yeah. I think that kind of lets Cassie know what she needs to know.
Sure.
This guy, he can and will, to the best of his ability, get the job done since the job's paying him.
Paying him, so, yeah.
Same as Junk, really.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
You have been listening to Going Mainstream, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Cyberpunk 2020 and all associated properties are trademark of R. Telsorian Games. Used with permission.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.